Hey, what's up, guys? This is Brendan with Evoke Bike. Welcome to the podcast. Cramping. So there can be a lot of things that are going on with cramps. Obviously, it's something that can become very mysterious for some athletes. A lot of times it's a nutrition issue, not drinking enough, not enough sodium, electrolytes. But there's also something interesting that I learned through my injury with my QL when I was at this amazing PT at Rehab, etc. in Somerville, Tennessee. And FYI, they have a location in Nashville. I would highly recommend them. Hit me up if you need a recommendation. But what I was talking to this guy about was glute bridges. And I had said, hey, I was talking to a buddy and we had commented when we started doing glute bridges, our hamstring would like lock up. And so does that mean that we have a weak hamstring? He's like, actually, no, that's like a, not an old wives tale, but that's what some people say. That's actually when you have a weak glute. And what's happening, because your hamstring's so much more able to be dominant in that exercise, the hamstring says, hey, move over, glute, I'm gonna do this work. And it does too much work, and that's why it cramps. And I was like, that's so interesting. So I actually did have a weak glute and it wasn't firing properly. And doing the glute bridges where I was only activating my glute really helped me understand that when you hear people say like getting your muscles to fire, getting the glute activation going, it finally really resonated with me. But this guy from, I think he's from South Africa, had mentioned on Strava, he was having an issue with cramping. Couldn't figure it out. I gave him some recommendations and then said, hey, email me. And I wanted to share this because he started cycling in 2018 and he started doing some road races. He can do group rides, is riding really well. When he does a race though, let me see exactly how he said this. Sorry guys. Once I get into the race, I can hold on and I'm comfortable, but when those surges start happening and the attacks, I feel like this is when I burn my matches and out of nowhere I cramp and that's my race. This is the next key point though. So he had to get off the bike. He had a medical issue and then the abductor muscle or something on my left side groin was swollen and causing discomfort. I took time off the bike and even though I had some discomfort, I entered a race and I'd been training really hard using my trainer and an online plan. I trained really hard, but I cramped on my injured abductor muscle, as well as my two teardrop muscles above my knee around the 60K mark. So I'm incorporating some strength training. However, at this time, it's with body weight only because I can't get to the gym because I have other things going on, and then I'm training on the indoor trainer. So this is the red flag. Don't race or even ride injured. I always tell, don't be sick and ride, don't be injured and ride. You're not going to get better riding. Riding breaks the body down. And I know it sucks. Like I love riding a bike. When I was very lucky, the first thing I said to the PT was, should I get off the bike? And he said, getting off the bike's not going to help you get better faster. What you need to do is if you're going to ride a bike, don't let it get in the way of you doing your PT exercises and the strength exercises that I'm doing and the stretching. If you can still do that, then you can still ride. This guy is not lifting. He's not doing the strength stuff. He's probably not stretching. He's worried about riding the indoor trainer. So now you are going to try to perform at, let's say, 70%, maybe 80%, right? You're never going to get better. So I replied to him, hey, you really need to get to a physical therapist or some type of medical professional, figure out what's going on, get the right program together to help you get better. Don't worry about your online cycling training program. Put that on the back burner. Get back to 100%, then train on the bike. This is so crucial. So many athletes do this. I have a hard time understanding why. Maybe it was just drilled into me when I was a very new cyclist. Think about TSS. It's called training stress. Stressing the body does not make it better when you are sick or when you are injured. I'm polite and then I get upset with athletes when they do this. I have very intelligent athletes that do this sometimes. And it's like, guys, you need to stop riding. Otherwise, I have seen it time and time again. People go through this cycle, they're kind of injured or they're kind of sick for like 2 weeks. Whereas the athlete that's like, okay, I'm gonna get off the bike. They get off the bike, they rest, they recover, they sleep more. 2 days later, they're back to 100%. Would you rather miss 2 days, which will not affect you in the grand scheme of things, or do you wanna have a mediocre 2 weeks? 2 weeks is a long time. And you're really riding a slippery slope then, because then it can turn into something worse. So let me get off my soapbox. Don't ride injured, don't be sick and ride. This athlete needs to start working on the strength game and then come back and crush the bike. Good luck with your training, everybody. Hit us up with questions and tell a friend about the podcast. And we would love a review. 5 stars would be so welcomed and appreciated. See you guys.